At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Despite their political differences, former Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush say they've managed to get along and work together. The duo shared the stage at the Bush Presidential Center in Dallas last night to celebrate 60 graduates of the Presidential Leadership Scholars Program. Clinton said their cooperative relationship began with respect he already had for Bush Sr. He says that respect grew when George W. Bush, as president, asked him to join his father and help with relief efforts in 2005 following the Indian Ocean tsunamis.
He deserves a lot of credit because if he hadn't asked us to do this tsunami work together, I'm not sure the relationship would have ever flowered the way it did. And we just like being together.
George W. Bush offered a different take from the 1992 election.
I think it starts with Bill Clinton being a person who refused to lord his victory over dad. In other words, he was humble in victory, which is very important in dealing with other people. And I think dad was willing to rise above the political contest. In other words, it starts with the individual's character. And both men, in my judgment, displayed a strong character.
The Presidential Leadership Scholar Program is a joint effort between their presidential libraries. Participants are in the middle of their careers and learn how to become better leaders. While the former presidents talked about leadership last night, they did not discuss President Trump. North Texas housing prices are up 8% since last year. That sounds like great news for home builders. Yet Phil Crone of the Dallas Builders Association went to the nation's capital last month to make a desperate plea for immigration reform. In a Friday conversation, Crone talked about the link between immigration policy and soaring house prices with Rick Holter.
What's the link between surging house prices and immigration policy?
The two of them are linked just because it's basic supply and demand. You are seeing about 100,000 jobs moving here. I always tell people that homes are where the jobs sleep at night. And when you see that kind of demand, the corresponding demand comes for your workforce. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our workforce comes from areas outside of the U.S. and Mexico in particular. So we need those folks. They're essential to get the job done in the residential construction industry.
So how serious is this problem in the construction business? How short are you?
We're about 18,000 to 20,000 workers short in the DFW area, and I would argue that makes the shortage as bad here as it is anywhere in the country right now.
So you're about 20% down right now.
Yeah, we are. When I talk to our members about what keeps you up at night, what are you worried about, pricing's at the top, but the biggest thing that is driving the increased pricing that you talked about before is just the lack of labor. And we did a survey of our members, and on average, they said that the labor shortage alone is adding about $4,000 in about 2 months to every single project. I hear stories that a subcontractor will come by and take people off of one side and move them to another because they're paying those folks higher wages. So there's a lot of that pilfering going on.
With conservative Republicans controlling Congress and Donald Trump issuing travel bans from the White House, immigration reform seems like a pretty tough sell. So what did you find when you went to D.C.?
Talking to some of the area representatives and members of Congress from the Dallas area, they understand it, they get it, and they were certainly vocal in the meetings that we had about the undue distractions and inability to get the job done. And this is one of the jobs that they would like to do if Congress could kind of coalesce around an idea that makes sense. And in particular for our industry, that idea would be a guest worker program that really takes into account the demand that's here.
So how would you see that working?
I think a lot of people will go back and look at the H-2B visa program. That's not really well set up for the construction industry. So there's been talk of the ability for these people to come in and work in an industry and not just for a particular employer that they could be beholden to like they are with the H-2B program. And hopefully there can be some programs that are set up to incentivize these folks maybe to get licenses and maybe get on the path to becoming a citizen here. It's certainly not an amnesty program that we're talking about, but there should be a pathway for some of the people who are coming here and finding some good opportunities and really contributing to our economy and would all be people who we'd love to have stay here.
What have you heard from the people who work on construction sites?
They're on the ground feeling the same frustrations. They love the long hours because they get paid hourly and they're able to provide more for themselves and their families. But at the same time, they know they need help, and they know they need more people in the industry. A lot of them have expressed the fact that some of these trades are having an aging workforce, and they need to get younger people involved.
The aging workforce is an interesting question. So what are you doing outside of the immigration area to try to develop that workforce?
We're trying to bring back shop class, and we're starting to visit as an association with some of these programs that have popped up or have been around for a while in places like Skyline High School. Grand Prairie ISD has one. We're working with Collin College, who's putting together a construction supervisor program. We're going to have to get off of that mindset that your success is defined by going through and getting a college degree. I think for the last 20 years or so, at least, it's been go and get your bachelor's degree, and we don't care if you're a biologist or a barista when you get done.
We've done some reporting on what's known as middle skill jobs, where the wages are relatively high, but you don't need that four-year degree to thrive.
Yeah, and there are tons of examples. It's interesting. I was actually out at a Cowboys game last season and tailgating up close to the stadium. Those places aren't cheap, but you would see Escobar Roofing, Martinez Plumbing. I'd go talk to some of those guys, and they're living the American dream. They came, they had those skills, they acquired a little business acumen, and they put a crew together and have a pretty nice truck and a pretty nice life. So I think that that's really what we need.
Phil Crone, Executive Officer of the Dallas Builders Association, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, my pleasure. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sunny skies in store for us today. There's a 20% chance for showers later on with a high in the upper 90s. Tonight looks to be mostly clear, low around 78. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, 30% chance of storms with a high near 97. It's currently 83 degrees in Dallas, 82 in Fort Worth, 79 in Tyler, 77 in Wichita Falls. It's 8:30.